The Czech Constitutional Court has abolished another part of the government's austerity package. The court on Wednesday ruled invalid extra taxation of state support for housing-related saving plans, arguing it was approved in breach of the constitution. This is the second time the court thwarted the government's plans to bring down this year's budget deficit. Wednesday's verdict made President Václav Klaus lash out against the court, accusing it of interfering with politics. Jan Richter reports.
The Czech centre-right government was planning to save up to 6 billion crowns this year by imposing an extra 50% tax on state support for individual housing-related saving plans. But last November, when the legislation was approved, the government was pressed for time and had the bill pushed through Parliament via a legislative shortcut, with no debate on the floor. That made the opposition Social Democrats challenge the act at the Constitutional Court, which on Wednesday ruled the legislation invalid. The court's Chief Justice Pavel Rychetský explains why.
The way it was approved was in breach of the Constitution because there were no extraordinary circumstances, such as war, a threat to people's rights and liberties, or a risk of extraordinary damages. So there was no reason to pass the bill in several hours or days' time without a proper debate.
Another problem, Justice Rychetský said, was the retroactivity of the act, as the cuts would affect incentives for 2010. Around 5 million Czechs, or half the country's population, have individual housing savings accounts. The incentives were introduced in the early 1990s to boost housing construction and to help people reach mortgages. The court's decision will make a 6 billion crown dent in the state budget, so the government will have to save elsewhere to keep the deficit at 135 billion crowns, or 4.6% of the country's GDP. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek hinted where the government might look to fill the gap.
It's up to me to come up with several possibilities of how to fill the gap in the budget, and I want to do so in the next 2 weeks. It is probable that some public services will have to be slashed, regional development subsidies, operational costs of some government programs, or something like that. One of the public services included in this year's budget will simply have to be dropped.
This was in fact the second time the court thwarted the government's cost-cutting plans. In March, the court ruled invalid a series of cuts in family support and welfare, worth around 30 billion crowns. However, the judges gave the government until the end of the year to have them reapproved in a proper way. Wednesday ruling was not unanimous, as five of the court's 15 judges disagreed with their colleagues. But it still angered President Václav Klaus, a long-standing critic of the Czech judiciary. Mr. Klaus accused the Constitutional Court of acting beyond the Constitution and said the court now effectively operates in the political arena.
Jan Richter with that story. Now, millions around the world...